Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Crystal Soro, and she is the new Chief Executive Officer of Peaceful Paths Domestic Abuse Network. And this is Domestic Abuse Prevention Month and Awareness Month, and she is here to tell us a little bit more about Peaceful Paths, how it came to be, and there's a special event that's coming up to bring more awareness of their services that they offer here, not just in Alachua County, but a lot of North Florida is a part of their service area as well. So, Crystal, thanks for coming in, and congratulations on the new position, and welcome to Tell Me About It.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me today. Yeah, Alachua County provides services for survivors of intimate partner violence in Alachua, Bradford, and Union counties. So we cover the Tri-County area. We have outreach offices in Stark and Lake Butler, as well as our main outreach office here in Gainesville. And all of our services are free and confidential, and we definitely want people to know that you deserve safety and your relationship, and that if you're not experiencing that, we're here to help.
So how would people in need of help contact you to get your services?
Yeah, so Peaceful Paths has a 24/7 helpline. They can call anytime and speak with a local certified advocate. All those calls are confidential. I know sometimes in a small community, people may be worried about calling, but all the information is confidential and all of our services are free. So they can call, they can talk to someone. A lot of times people think of emergency shelter when they think of domestic violence services, but we really have a whole breadth of services. So you don't need emergency shelter to call. You can just call, talk to an advocate, talk about what your needs are. And the question will be, how can we help you today? Are you in a safe space? Can you talk right now? We have all kinds of services. We have support groups. Those run concurrently for adults and children. We can make referrals to counseling, to lots of community partners. We do safety planning with everyone who comes in. We also, our outreach office is open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. People can just stop by to meet with an advocate. And if they decide they would like to do an intake, that takes about an hour, where they just talk with an advocate, talk about what may be going on in their relationship. A lot of times when people think of domestic violence, they think of physical or sexual abuse, but there's a lot more dynamics than that. It could be financial abuse, it could be emotional abuse, there could be tactics around custody of children. So just coming in, speaking with an advocate about what's going on in your life. We work from an empowerment model, so we want to meet survivors where they're at and support them in their journey, whatever that may be. So you can just talk with someone about what supports are available. We do have a food pantry, a clothing closet, if people need kind of those basic needs supports. But we can also, as we said, make counseling referrals. We can help support people in a variety of ways. We have a legal team that works with injunctions for protection. So people usually aren't aware of kind of all the services that are available.
So there's no situation that people say, oh, that's not bad enough, I shouldn't contact you. They can contact you no matter what is happening.
Definitely not. And I know sometimes people think, well, someone else may be going through it worse. But anyone who feels unsafe in their relationship, who's experiencing any form of violence, we definitely want to come in and get assistance for whatever they may need. And that may be getting back into the workforce. That may be getting their children into childcare so that they can move forward with more hours. It could be just talking to someone about their general safety. It could be stalking or digital safety they're concerned about. And it can happen to anyone in any age group, any demographics. So we want everyone to know that it's never the survivor's fault, and that we're here to support and we're here to help and just talk through any situation someone may be going through. And they may decide they don't need our services after coming in or talking, or they may not be ready to take those steps, and that's also fine. But we're just there to listen, to validate the experience, to let everyone know they deserve safety in their relationships.
And I think people automatically assume it's women and children coming for your services, but I believe men use your services as well.
Yes, that's a question we get a lot when we like make presentations or share information in the community. And we serve all survivors of domestic and intimate partner violence. So if you are unsafe in a relationship, I know historically a lot of people think of the battered women's movement or it being for women and children, but it's for everyone. And also, if you're interested in donating clothes, we get a lot of questions about that. We do take men's clothes as well. And we also have teen boys that come in with family services that can use clothes as well.
That's great. So people come with women and children. So there is space, if needed, to stay at your facility?
Yeah, so we have an emergency shelter, and our emergency shelter has 46 beds, and the average shelter stays about 6 to 8 weeks. So when people are in shelter, they're working with case managers, with advocates, kind of on their goals for that time period, how to increase their safety, their stability, pathway to self-sufficiency. So we work on whatever their goals are during that time, supporting them through those information, referrals, could be childcare while they go for an interview, things like that. And then we also have a 32-bed supportive housing unit where people can live for up to a year. So sometimes those are people with additional barriers. And then we also help with referrals to places in the community.
Do you offer any option if they have pets? Can they bring them along?
Yeah, we're actually a pet-friendly shelter. So we do have a pet room. We have a pet run as well. So we know that pets are one of the things that often get threatened by abusers. And people obviously don't want to leave their pets, their family members too. And then we actually have partnerships in the community with like Alachua County Humane Society so that if the pet is not doing well in communal living, a family can foster the pet while their folks are in shelter as well.
Well, I hate to ask this, but how many people are currently at your facility? Hopefully very few.
I can't give you the exact number, but we are usually fairly full.
Fairly full. And you've been taking care of the community for quite a long time. And have you ever experienced a time, I guess maybe during COVID, when it was even more full or more stressful for people?
COVID was an interesting time for sure, and there were definitely different parameters put into place with communal living, and the numbers had to be altered a little bit. But we were really lucky to also have really consistent testing and things like that for our people in the emergency shelter to try to keep down on germs and just the spread. So we do have other alternatives if shelter is full. There are sister centers in the area that we can also work with, as well as sometimes hotel stays and things like that. So we do have other options if we are ever completely full. And sometimes the room setup can depend on if we have single folks in or families, or like if we have a man in his own room, then of course only another man would be put in that room. So it just kind of depends on what the breakdown of who's in at that point.
And this happens to be Domestic Abuse Awareness Month, and that's a national or international designation?
Yeah, so Domestic Violence Awareness Month is in October. We celebrate every October. And so all the kind of like centers in Florida do different events throughout the month as well as nationally.
That's great. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk about some of your events, not just that are happening now, but other things that you have throughout the year and how people can volunteer or donate and help your center. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Crystal Sorrow. She's the Chief Executive Officer of the Peaceful Paths Domestic Abuse Network, which serves Alachua, Bradford, and I believe Columbia County?
Union
County. And they have been with us for quite some time here in the community, and they offer incredible services to those who are in desperate need of something, a bad relationship, or whatever the case may be. They're here to offer comfort and support, which is the best thing. So, Crystal, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, of course, I know the services are free, but reality is money needs to be raised to pay for things. So, what are some of the things you do throughout the year to bring in funds for the women, children, and the men in this case, too?
Yeah, we're so lucky to be in Gainesville because Gainesville is such a generous and Giving City. And so we have several initiatives throughout the year. We're really excited because this Sunday, October 12th, is our inaugural Strength and Strides Domestic Violence Awareness Walk. It's going to be downtown at Bo Diddley Plaza. We really wanted to do an event that was accessible to everyone. So it's a really short walk downtown. There'll be a program at the beginning, and it's really about raising awareness of the cause. So one in three women and one in four men will experience some form of domestic violence in their lifetime. And that's a pretty staggering statistic. So it's really someone you know has experienced or is experiencing this right now. So making the community more aware, having education pieces, but we also want to celebrate the successes that our survivors make. And so we're going to have food trucks, we're going to have music, and after kind of the learning experience, people coming together to celebrate that people can move forward and that they can create an experience for themselves that's full of safety and full of stability for their families. And so we have that coming up. In the spring, we also have our guest chef, and that's become an annual tradition here in Gainesville.
And what is that exactly?
So we usually have about 40 home cooks and local chefs who do tastings, and they each make a little dish. There's a lot of different cultural dishes, and then people come out and enjoy, have wine, taste the different foods, learn about the recipes, and also learn about our mission. And there's a variety of ways people can donate and get involved. They're always listed on our website, peacefulpaths.org. But our holiday initiative's coming up, and people can help give gifts to a family. They can apply to support either a family individually or maybe an individual. All budgets are accepted, or maybe just buy items off our wish list that can be added to a bunch of the different lists. So we do have a list that's kind of like general needs, and people can do that as well. People can always bring shelf-stable goods for our food pantry. We take donations for our clothing closet as well of gently used children and adult clothing.
What kind of clothing are you looking for? Sign of business attire or just anything?
Really anything. We do have a closet for people getting back into the workforce that has like business casual clothing. But moving into fall now, it's good to bring like hoodies, lightweight long sleeve shirts. We're always kind of looking for seasonal gear because sometimes when people clean out their closets, it's really last season. But especially for kids going into the fall, you know, a little bit of jeans, long sleeve shirts, light jackets, all those pieces are really great. And we usually take coats in the winter. So, yeah, seasons are starting to change.
That's true. A little bit anyway, that's for sure. I know you have people that come and use your services, and you said 6 to 8 weeks, and they often move on. Do you follow up with them after the fact?
It depends on kind of their requests and okay. where they're at. So, yeah, sometimes they're still working on goals and moving forward, and they'll come into outreach services. Even though people think of emergency shelter, we actually have more people come through our outreach that don't necessarily need shelter, but still access a lot of the other services we offer. So a lot of times people will continue with outreach services, coming to support groups, going to counseling appointments. We have financial literacy classes that we teach, so checking in on budgeting, on credit scores, on how to write resumes, all those pieces that can help them as they move forward.
So do you have a team of educators? I know you said you kind of worked with education outreach.
Oh, education is my passion. So I would teach every single person and young person in the community about healthy relationships if I could. I come from an education background, and we do have a team of educators, and we go out into public schools, after school programs, community programs. We'll come talk to any business for free and talk about healthy relationships, also how to support if you're an employer, your staff, if they're going through domestic violence. So I'm happy to go anywhere in the community. We'll come and do a presentation for free. It can be anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. And then we go out and talk with young people because teen dating violence is a serious issue as well. And it's one that's often overlooked. People often think, well, those are young relationships. They don't matter as much. But really, they do. And 86% of children, teens who are going through dating violence, tell a friend, but they never tell an adult. And we know that adults are really who you need to help navigate systems. So it can be really important for parents and teachers to be educated about teen dating violence as well.
Do you also work with the university and colleges in town too?
We do. So we've done a lot of presentations at UF and at Santa Fe, and we will go into clubs or sororities or classes. We also do like health rounds. We talk to the students who are on the OBGYN rotations. So kind of all those pieces. And then we know a lot of times medical professionals are who someone may disclose to first. So making sure that they're kind of aware and how to provide survivor-focused language at those times.
That's great. So if people want to get more involved in Peaceful Paths, I'm assuming that you have volunteers or maybe even internships in the community?
Yeah, we have both. So you can go on our website, peacefulpaths.org, and the application's right on there. And you can fill out if you want to volunteer, what kind of volunteering you're looking for. Some people just come in and like organize our clothing closet. Some people organize it, volunteer at our events. So however people kind of want to spend their time and whatever amount of time they have. For internships, it's usually a 2-semester commitment, 10 hours a week. And there's a variety of departments people can volunteer in.
And you talked about your confidential phone operators. Is that a volunteer position or is that something you recruit?
Those are actually our advocates. And so all of our advocates have to go through a certification process and are usually staff answering the helpline so that you know that they know all the resources, all the proper information, and they are certified. But yes, all of our services are free and confidential.
So you said no problem is too small. Make sure if you're feeling threatened or you're feeling abused in any way, not just physically, that you can help them.
Very much. So if you are experiencing anything in a relationship and you're just questioning, like, is this okay? Should this be happening? Is this normal? There's a statistic that a lot of college-aged people didn't realize they were in an unhealthy relationship because so many things are normalized. Like jealousy or your partner putting you down can be normalized, and no one should be experiencing those things. So even if you just have questions, is this, you know, normal? Is this okay? Is this healthy? You can come in and talk with someone and they'll have a really in-depth conversation with you about what's going on, talk kind of about power and control and how really that's what abuse is about. One person wanting power and control over the other person's decisions. So maybe that's someone telling you how to dress or telling you what your opinion should be or not allowing you to have an equal say or taking pieces of your money. So it can be many, many aspects that people don't often think of.
Well, if people want to find out more information about Peaceful Paths, what is the best way? Is there a web address?
Yeah, go to our website, peacefulpaths.org, and you can find resources there. You can find information there. Our numbers are there for our helpline, for our text line. And just to let people know if they're ever in serious danger, you can also text 911, which a lot of people do not know. So, but yeah, our local services are here to help you anytime.
So peacefulpaths.org.
Yes.
Great. Well, Crystal Sorrow, CEO of Peaceful Paths, thank you for coming in today and sharing information about this very wonderful organization.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Crystal Sorrow, Chief Executive Officer of Peaceful Paths Domestic Abuse Network, on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT Media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.